holding my hand, Ma Davis. Yeah, Mont Blanc pen. She got that little shoo. This thing bad. My son with me said, "Boy, that's a bad pen, Daddy." Sure is. You know, Dr. Faub always do that. And then I got $38,000 in my pocket. Or more. Some of the money I didn't count. Because I had an Apple Star team meet me at the airport. And they all sold while I was coming through. The people at the airport didn't know what to do. Who is this? Who is this? Everybody putting money in his hand. Who is this? Lift your hand. Father, we open this Money Coming concert here in Columbus, Ohio, at Columbus Christian Center. And we expect a flow, and we expect deposits to be made in our soul that we can understand what you already has done for us. We're thankful for all the intercessions and all the praying that has been done all over the world to prepare this meeting. And we tiptoe and yield our weakness to your strength, that you may manifest your glory in this house. Thank you, the struggle is over. Thank you, every man, every woman under the sound of my voice will see a part of wealth and prosperity and increase and abundance that they haven't never seen before. I declare every person under the sound of my voice, their financial yoke will be easy. I decree their financial status will be equal to their desire. That in this conference, Father, that dreams will become a reality. We've been studying this for a long time, Lord. But you're unfolding through various ways. You're showing us things that can tatolomensky sturas parasakote, that the body of Christ can tap into their inheritance. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name, if you agree with that, say aloud, amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Text is familiar. I just want you to turn to it. I'm going to talk to you a while before we get into it. But in the 8th chapter of Deuteronomy, another powerful text is Deuteronomy 28. We're just going to go to the 8th chapter of Deuteronomy. And in a few moments, I'm going to release some things from that text. It'll be a powerful meeting now. Pay attention. Powerful meeting, because I want you to catch a hold of it, what God about to do up in here. Glory to God. Just turn there for a minute. We want to deal with Money Cometh releases financial dominion. Money Cometh releases financial dominion. Now, dominion, just take a few of this definition, mean totally in charge of. It also means absolute power. We're talking financially, right? It also means dominance power. It carries with it the dimension of authority, financial authority. Now, when you talk about financial authority, that means you ruling and reigning and live no regular life financially. Dominion also means in the demand of surplus. You can demand surplus. You know what surplus means, right? More than enough. Also want you to record in these sessions, we're going to be dealing with a divine pattern. What I say? Also, pattern is not good enough by itself. You have to come into the evidence or the revelation of divine principle. But those two won't work by themselves. So you finally have to come into divine power. And then you're ready for divine positioning. You got them? Talk back to me. Money cometh releases the insight how to live in financial dominion. I want you to expect excessively that this money cometh conference to answer in your life. Every quest, every desire, every need, every dream. I want you to expect that. You know God can do it right now. May you get a big opening in your finances tonight. Yeah, amen. Now, we never stress the fact of this, but I want you to see another aspect when you talk about money coming. You know it's prophetic and apostolically. Let's look at the word coming for a reading for a minute before I start. What it mean? It means happening at once. So you'll be chucking along, using your confession, praying your prayer, and all of a sudden, you're going to have a shipwreck with wealth. What I said? A shipwreck with wealth. Coming means happening at once. Another definition of coming. Calls to, or it's a cause. Calls to. The blessing cometh not without a cause. Wealth cometh not without a cause. Prosperity cometh not without a cause. Increase cometh not without a cause. Another definition I want you to get down, because when we get into scripture, I want you to see what God has done. Make to pay. Say it, make to pay. There's a place in God that you can make this system pay. That's what Abraham was doing. They had to pay. The anointing, the insight of their covenant was so strong everywhere they went. Make them pay. And I'm not talking about no 40-hour week check either. That's really not your payday. Your payday will come up in here tonight. You've never been paid before like you're going to be paid in this conference. So I stretched the scepter of financial power towards you tonight. That scepter consists of two things. Wisdom, financial wisdom, and financial authority will be with you the rest of your day. Financial wisdom and financial authority is on your house right now. Financial wisdom, financial authority will abide in your soul from this night forward. You will thank it. You will say it. You will feel it. And you will have it. You believe that, shout aloud, amen. Hallelujah. Now, comments also mean, I got to get this out because it's a whole layout. Recover, restore. Going back to God's original plan for his covenant people to be in charge, to be on top, to be the lender and not the borrower, the head and not the tail. Recover, restore. That's what coming means. It come upon you. It also means, you getting this? Increase, grow over. Increase, grow over. That's what coming means. It also means rise up, stir up. Rise up, stir up. Rise up, stir up. It mean that. Coming, that's what it mean. When you say money coming, you mean rise up, stir up. Increase, grow over. And then there's another aspect of this we must know before we get in the scripture. Light breaking forth. That's what coming. That's what coming mean. Coming mean light breaking forth. It means, here's what it boils down to. Are you ready for this?
Yes,
who when you're ready to fall out? It brings you to a place where you take what you want as much as you want. I've had great teaching. I've had great teachers. And when I hear a teacher teach something, I grab it. Where you take what you want as much as you want. Otherwise, you go get a dress, you take all the colors you like. That's shopping. See, you're not in a store with a budget. You come to the point you're not even looking at the price tag. You tell them, bring it up front. Now, this is what this Money Cometh conference will deliver in your life. You still listening?
Yes, sir.
It is possible. What I say?
It is possible.
To live a financially stress-free life.
Yes, sir.
You'll come to that point this week. That you'll know how to position yourself to live a financially free stress-free life. How many of y'all ever deal with financial stress?
Yeah.
The rest of y'all liars, hold your hand up. The Messiah looking at you. We all have done this, especially a Christian. Especially a Christian. Because Christian not going to steal nothing.
Yeah. Right. Come on, Apostle. That's right.
We'll sit down in a minute. It is possible to live in financial dominion. It is possible to stay on top of all financial concerns. Now listen very carefully to this one. And some of you who belong and are connected to this ministry, you know that we are completely financial free with no financial concern. So that means something's going to drop off on you. We'll get to the text in a moment. When Lot went with Abraham, every blessing on Abraham, listen, began to speak in Lot's life. Everybody say connection? That means everyone at this Money Coming conference is ordained to enjoy financial dominion by connection. By connection. Are you receiving this?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Say this with me. I am empowered. In the name of Jesus. To walk in financial dominion. Rest of my life. I heard this and I like this. Every financial concern that is staring in your face. Let's pause right there. See it. See it. Let's take off the fake face right now. Let's see it. Apostle, I have some needs. I have some financial needs. I have some financial dreams. I need something to happen in this meeting. I need something to happen to me. Point at yourself. I need something to happen to me at this meeting. Every financial concern that is staring you in the face, your family, your ministry, your business, must come to an end today. Y'all listening? Come to an end today, tonight. I said come to an end tonight. Tonight. Remember now, happening at once. Cause to make the pay, recover, restore. You remember I said that? Huh? Increase, grow over, rise up, stir up, light breaking forth. When Saul, you just write this scripture down, 1 Samuel 10:6. I'm not going to read it because I'm going to Deuteronomy. When Saul came in the midst of the prophet, he began to prophesy with them also. Listen, because in environment ordained to impart on the lives of the individual who are connected to it. I heard a prophet ministering along this line. He says, so get connected.
Yeah, yeah. Get connected.
He says, I didn't come here to tell no stories.
Yeah.
I come to release mysteries.
Yeah.
About wealth.
Yeah.
Increase.
Yes, sir.
Prosperity.
Yes, sir.
And abundance. Yes. And how to position yourself swiftly.
Yes,
sir. Ooh, glory to God. All right, let's sit down. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 8. This chapter 8 is a chapter I started off preaching Money Comings 27 years ago. I'm a little more schooled now and understand it better. But it's telling us we have to come to a point that no matter how high God bring us, we can't forget him.
Right.
Now, money will make you forget about God.
Yeah.
So that's why he hold it back.
Yeah.
Until he recognized no matter what he do for you,
right,
how blessed you are,
yeah,
you always going to keep him first.
Right.
That's what Deuteronomy chapter 8 is about.
Right.
It tell you how to do that. And once you pass that test, you can walk in Deuteronomy 28 then.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, you can't go to Deuteronomy 28 unless you pass the test of Deuteronomy 8.
Yeah.
All
right.
I mean, that's the first text the Lord took me to. And I had to be schooled. I had to be proved. I had to be test.
Yeah.
At every level. Are you ready for the next level?
Yeah.
And that's what he's saying.
Right.
Are you ready for the next level?
Yeah.
I don't want to give you nothing going to hurt you. We talk about how much we're going to love God and stick with God. You get plenty of money, baby. You better be already stuck. You ain't got to pray about nothing financially. You just walk in and buy. See, I don't never pray about money. You don't have to pray about money when you got money. You know most of our prayer, what it's about. Yeah, I'm going to tell it. And so I got two major texts here, two major verses that I'm going to. Maybe let's do this. I'm going to read them first, but I want to go back up after I read them. It's verses 17 and 18 in Deuteronomy chapter 8. These are powerful verses. What the word is, Lord? They are verses that will balance you. You know, you need balance.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, do you need balance?
Yeah,
yeah, you need balance when you out of debt.
Yeah.
You don't want nobody nothing.
Yeah.
And you got a nice plush bed on Sunday morning. You're living in a beautiful home. And it's Sunday morning and you're a little tired. I mean, Dr. Falk going to be by himself that morning. So you have to learn you can't do that.
Yes.
Something more important.
Yes.
I feel a stirring.
Yes.
I'm trying to hold it, but I feel a stirring.
Yes.
I sense somebody getting something up in here. I feel anointed, man. Somebody situation about to change up in here. That's why cursing now. That's why the Holy Ghost is taking his time speaking so clear to you, giving you exactly what the meanings are, so you can wrap yourself around this and let it wrap around you. Everywhere you go after this conference, you're going to be recognized as you financially successful. Money magnetizes money.
Yes, sir.
You have to get rich before the money come.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
To cause the money to come. Beloved, I worship above all things. Your prosperity being helped, even as what? You got to get rich first. Rich in your soul. Rich in your mind. Rich in your understanding. Rich in your praise. Rich in your prayer. Rich in your meditation. Then the money will come. The money won't come until you become rich. You got to be rich before you have the money. You have to have true riches before our riches come. You have to become rich in your giving. I'll talk about it somewhere during this section here. You have to get rich in your giving. You have to give out of lack like you're rich. You have to give out of little like you're rich. Like you're out of your mind. Notice this now. You may be seated. Notice this. 17 verse. Okay, cut out of my. Jesus. And thou say in thine heart, dangerous, it's dangerous. My power. That your job is right there. That your overtime right there. And the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth. And then there's a verse you know, the 18th verse, but I want you to see it from the standpoint of what God is doing. Oh my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Something happening in you right now. You better get it. See, it's not just information up in you. There's another word here. Impartation. You are connecting with an atmosphere here. That's putting out. Vibration of the Holy Ghost. It's shaking in this place. Thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee wealth. Got it? He don't give you the wealth.
Come on now.
He gives you power to connect with him properly. Bam, there's the wealth. So if you've been trying to connect with the well, you've been wasting your faith.
Wasting. That's good. Yes, sir. That's good.
Come on now. Now this is a shift. This is not just a statement. This is a wealth statement here. Don't try to connect with the well. Connect with your covenant relationship. It's not if I only had the money, it's if I only can get a closer walk with Jesus. You see that? Everybody get promoted tonight by revelation knowledge and by the anointing You have found something out just that moment ago. You found something out. Oh, I see. I don't have to pray about money. I don't have to look for money. I have to connect closer to Him. My prosperity, my wealth, my abundance, my increase is in my connection to Him. Somebody shout out your loud. Shout it like you know you'll never be broke another day in your life.